Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the only source of all the incarnations. Balaram is better recognized as his second body. Balaram is considered as the first physical expansion of Lord Shri Krishna. He is the most powerful source of the whole religious world and the real religious master. Our speaker, His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhuji, will give us insight on Shri Balaram Tattva, his Prakatya, and other transcendental pastimes of him. Shriman Atul Krishna Prabhuji came in contact with ISKCON after receiving a bachelor's degree in science from the University of Mumbai. For nearly 20 years, he has been providing his services in ISKCON. He is currently president of ISKCON Karwar, Karnataka, and also holds seminars on mind control, post-death life, successful teaching skills and concentration and memory power in various colleges and companies. In India, Prabhuji takes seminars in Goa, Mumbai, Mangalore, Bangalore and Vrindavan, and also in abroad such as Kenya, Uganda, Zambia and Malawi. So let's hear nectarian pastimes of Lord Shri Balaram from His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vritta. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Whenever Lord appears in this world, He performs beautiful pastimes, very enriching pastimes, instructive pastimes, to enlighten us, to attract us to the spiritual world. Lord Balaram, He appeared in this world and He performed various pastimes. In Braja He performed pastime, then in Dwarika He had pastimes. So He is mentioned in Mahabharata also, various pastimes He performed. And when He was in Braja, then also He was performing pastime. In fact, every pastime which Krishna was performing, practically in every pastime, Balaramji used to be there. Some of the pastimes Balaramji was not there, like when Brahma was bewildered, that is a pastime where Balaramji was not there, or when Krishna performs Rasa Leela, etc. But otherwise, in most of Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's Leela, Balaramji is always there. And Balaramji, as we all know, He is the Supreme Personality. Krishna Himself glorifies Balaramji. One time He was going through the forest and He saw the trees bending down. And Krishna took this opportunity to glorify Balaramji. And Krishna says that Balaram, just look, He said, all these trees, they are paying obeisances to you. All these animals, they are just coming here just to have your darshan. The birds are singing just to glorify you. And the earth has become very fortunate by your walking on that. This is what Krishna says to glorify Balaramji. Yes, we should understand that whenever Krishna appears, He makes the earth glorified just by His presence or just by walking on that. Gopis also say the same thing, जयति तेधिकं जन्मना ब्रजा श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र ही. दे सेड जयति तेधिकं अधिकं. What has happened? The glories of Braja, Jayati Te Dikam Janmana Braja, the glories of Braja have increased a lot by Janmana, by you taking birth there. So wherever Krishna walks or Krishna performs the leelas, they become glorious. What to talk of Krishna? Even his devotees, the Vaishnavas, when they perform any pastimes, when they appear on earth, that also becomes glorious. It is said in the Shastras, Kulam pavitram janani kritartham vasundharava vasati chidhanya nrityanti swarge pitaro chatesham yesham kule vaishnavanam gheyam. It is said that Kulam pavitram janani kritartham, that family becomes purified, pavitram, kulam pavitram janani kritartha, and that mother, she becomes very, very grateful, she becomes very glorified, people glorify that mother, kritartham, janani kritartham, vasundhara va vasati cha dhanya, and that land where this devotee takes birth, that place where the devotee takes birth, dhanya, that becomes fortunate. So what happens? And then the pitaro chatesham, those who are the forefathers who have been in the in different planets, they start dancing. Why? Yesham kule, in which family, in the family where Vaishnava namagheyam, a devotee of the Lord is born and he chants the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then, Krishna was glorifying Balaramji that this land has become glorious, fortunate, because you are walking on this. And then, Balaramji performed various pastimes. He killed a few demons in Vrindavan, because Krishna, when he was there in Vrindavan, he was killing the demons practically every day, because Kamsa was sending the demons. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are mention of few demons Krishna killed. But they are just a short list of that. Demons were many. Kamsa was sending every day a toy for Krishna to play. And Krishna used to play with the toy and then break it and throw it away. So many demons Krishna killed. Those who are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, they are kind of top terrorists. But there were many others whom Krishna killed. So Krishna also killed, and Balaramji also killed a few demons. So one of the demons that Balaramji killed was Dhenukasur. It so happened that there was a forest called Talavan, had beautiful place, it was very beautiful, and the trees were there, palm trees, and then the fruits, which the friends of Krishna and Balaram wanted to eat, but then they were not allowed to enter there because that place was being protected by a demon called Dhenuka. Now this demon was in the form of a donkey, an ass. And he was protecting the whole place and he wasn't allowing anyone to come there. People were afraid to go there. So one time the friends said, all the cowherd boys, they told Krishna and Balaram, we want to go there, we want to taste the fruits. But Dhenukasura doesn't allow us to go there. So then Krishna Balaram said, okay, we will go there. So they all went there. See the faith that the small boys of Vraja had in Krishna Balaram. That when Krishna Balaram said, come on, we'll go and we'll face the demon, they were all ready. They didn't think that they're children like us. How will they fight a demon? Big, big people, they are not able to fight. How will they fight? They didn't think. Krishna said, come on, we'll go. They were ready. This is the mood of Braja, Vrindavan. People talk about Gopi Bhav. But what is real Gopi Bhav? Gopi Bhav is that you surrender to Krishna. the bhav of the mood of the friends of Krishna is complete surrender, complete faith. This is what we have to learn from the pastimes of Vrindavan, that let us have complete faith in Krishna, that if we perform the devotion to Krishna, everything else will come. This is called faith. Shraddha Shabda Vishwasa Kaile Sudrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritahaya. That if you perform the devotional service to Krishna, everything else will come. This is what we have to have faith. So have faith. So these boys are showing us, the cowherd boys, they're just Krishna Balaram, they're just like them. But when they said we will go, they were ready. So they all went there to Talavan, and then Balaramji entered. Now Krishna wanted Balaramji to kill Dhenukasur. So he told him, you go ahead. And then Balaramji went, and Balaramji shook a tree. So there was a huge sound. In fact, he uprooted a tree. And there was a huge sound. And then Dhenukasur, and this was an afternoon, he was taking rest, and he just heard the sound. He said, who is here? And he came running and saw these boys standing in front of them. Dhenukasur was very angry. And then with his legs, he hit Balaramji on the chest. Balaramji, what is there for Balaramji to take this? Like when Balaramji is hit by demons, it is not same as we get hit by some other person. But for Balaramji, it's nothing. Maybe it's just like people throwing flowers at him. So he hit, and Balaramji was there. Nothing happened to him. Dhenukasur was very angry. And then he came running again, and he hit Balaramji. This time Balaramji was angry, and Balaramji, you know, held him with his hands, and he started whirling in a hole, and then he just threw him on top of a tree. And then Kasur just died. See, this is God. This is Krishna and Balaram. They don't need any weapon. They don't need to grow in size. They don't need to do anything to kill demons. Just by swinging them, just by whirling them around, they just can kill. Like Krishna, when he was very young, he was few months maybe, and a demon called Shaktasur came. He was in the form of a cart, and Krishna was below that cart. Krishna just moved his legs. That's all. And Shaktasur was killed. So then Dhenukasur was killed, and all the associates, all the followers of Dhenukasur, they were also in the form of donkeys. They came and attacked Krishna and Balaram, and then Krishna and Balaram started killing them, and they were throwing them on the trees, and all the fruits were falling down. So there were so many demons that they killed, Krishna and Balaram. So there were a lot of fruits, but this time the cowherd boys thought, we are not supposed to take this fruit because they're tainted with blood. All the blood was there. So then they just left, and in that way Dhenukasur was killed, and people could visit that place Talavan freely now. So Dhenukasur represents illusory mentality. Dhenukasur represents ignorance of the self. Like he was a donkey. So generally a donkey is not considered very knowledgeable. So when we are ignorant of our own self, we are like Dhenukasur. And Balaramji kills Dhenukasur because Balaramji is Adi Guru. So as Adi Guru, he can destroy this illusion from our heart. This misidentification which we are doing it with the matter can be destroyed by Balaramji. So a person who is ignorant of his own self, of his own identity, is considered as Dhenukasur. So Dhenukasur represents that. And if we approach a spiritual master coming in line of Balaramji, then we can destroy or we can kill this demon called Dhenukasur within our heart, and we can become enlightened and come out of this ignorant position. We can know who we are. That is the basic point which we all have to learn. We think of achieving God. We think of achieving love of God. But then the basic thing that who you are has to be understood. When Krishna started speaking to Arjuna, he said the basic thing is, please understand that you are not this body, you are a soul. And then all other things come. That as soul, our duty is to serve Krishna. Unless we do that, we are always in ignorant condition. We may consider ourselves belonging to one nation. We may consider ourselves belonging to a particular religion, caste and creed. But unless you understand this one point, that you are spirit soul, a part and parcel of Krishna, and your duty is to serve Krishna. Unless we come to this position, there is no chance for us to become enlightened. There is no chance for us to become happy. So Balaramji kills Dhenukasur to inform all of us that how we should kill this ignorance within our heart and surrender to God. Balaramji also killed another demon in Braja called Pralambasur. Now this Pralambasur, he was a very intelligent asur. So he took the form of a cowherd boy and he entered when all the cowherd boys were playing with Krishna and Balaram. So there, at that time they were playing, they had two parties, one of Balaram and one of Krishna. And the rule was that the losing party has to carry the members of winning party on their shoulders and just go for a straw. So then all the cowherd boys were playing and Krishna's party lost. And this Pralambasur had entered as a cowherd boy in Krishna's party, thinking that I've heard that many demons tried killing Krishna and it's very difficult. Let me first kill Balaram. So then he was in this party and then they lost. And then Pralambasur took Balaramji on his shoulders. He thought that I will carry him. I will go to a place where nobody is there and then I'll kill Balaram. He forgot. How is it possible? Krishna knows everything. Krishna is here right in our heart as Paramatma. He knows everything. So then, won't he know what you are thinking? This is what we have to understand. As Paramatma, he is there right in our heart, and whatever we are thinking, whatever we are doing, is all by sanctioning of Paramatma. We cannot even eat, we cannot get up in the morning. Once you sleep in the night, is as good as death. You don't know where you are, what you are doing. You lose your identity. But then Paramatma wakes you up. Super soul wakes you up every day in the morning. So he knows everything. So Balaramji knew. So when he was taking Balaram, and he started running, and he went quite ahead, quite far. And Balaram was thinking, why is he here? What's he doing? And then he realized, oh, he wants to kill me. So then Balaramji became very heavy. Krishna, to perform his pastimes, he can become very light and he can become very heavy. So Balaramji became very heavy. And then he was thinking, what is happening? He was not able to carry. And then he displayed his original form. He came into his real form. And then Balaramji, seeing him, he just punched him in the head. And then he was killed. So he killed Pralambasur also. Now Pralambasur represents greed. Greedy for certain thing. Running behind the objects of this material world with greed. As long as we are greedy in this world, we can never be satisfied. As there is a saying in English that there is enough for everyone's need in this world, but there is not enough for one man's greed. So greed keeps us unhappy, unsatisfied, and we keep on working to earn more and more. So this greed has to be given up. So kill Pralambasur, kill that greed in your heart, and then you will be satisfied with whatever Krishna gives us and be happy. So this is how Balaramji kills Pralambasur. And also in Braja, one time when Balaramji was performing Rasa Leela, Balaramji also performed Rasa Leela, but it was a different set of gopis. He didn't perform Rasa Leela with the same gopis who were performing Rasa Leela with Krishna. But Balaramji has a different set of gopis who performed Rasa Leela with Balaramji. So one time he was performing Rasa Leela, and then he wanted Yamuna, he wanted to sport in Yamuna. So he called Yamuna. He was a little far, so he said, please come here. And Yamuna thought that at this time Balaramji is intoxicated. He doesn't know what is he saying, so I will not go. Understanding this, when he called Yamuna and didn't come, Balaramji with his plow, he started dividing Yamuna into various branches. And then Yamuna was fearful. So she, in personification, she appeared as a person in front of Balaramji, and then she begged forgiveness. Ram Ram Mahabahu na janati tava vikramaha. I'm really sorry, I didn't know your powers, I forgot. Please forgive me. So this Balaramji at that time chastised Yamuna. And this is explained by Jayadev Goswami in Dashavatar Stotra. So he writes beautifully when he writes about various incarnations and about Balaramji. He writes, Vah Siva Pushi Vishade Vasanam Jaladabham Halahat Bhiti Milit Yamunabham Keshav Dhrita Haladhar Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish Hare. So he explains there, Vahasi Vapusi Vishade Vasanam Jaladabham. He wanted to sport in water, and then Yamuna was afraid. So Balaramji chastised her. And that is why Haladhar, he is glorified as Haladhar, who carries Hal. So Balaramji, like this, performed various pastimes in staying in Vrindavan. And then after some time, he shifted to Dwarika. Like we all know, Krishna shifted to Mathura and from Mathura to Dwarika. So there also, he performed lot of pastimes. Balaramji, He came as an elder brother to Krishna, because he wanted to all the time command Krishna, that do what I say. Because as Lakshman, when he came, he was doing what Ramachandra said. But then even as an elder brother, he was doing what Krishna wanted. So in Mahabharata, at various places, there is mention of how Balaramji played very, very important role in various places, various pastimes of Mahabharata. But in Braja also, he was part of all the leelas, like Damodar Leela. When Krishna was bound, Balaramji was very angry. But then Balaram couldn't do anything. The powers of Balaram or powers of Krishna have no effect on the residents of Vrindavan. Why? Because their love is greater than the power of Krishna. Krishna is controlled by love of devotee. And that is why it is said in the scriptures that Krishna may give you liberation, muktir dadati karhichit. It is possible that Krishna may give you liberation, smana bhakti yoga. This is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he doesn't give bhakti yoga. Why is he not giving bhakti yoga? Because if he gives bhakti yoga, then he becomes bound by the love. So that is why Krishna is very careful in giving bhakti. And by bhakti, bhakti is the only way by which we can bind Krishna and Balaram. So let us try to perform that loving devotional service. Let us try to perform that bhakti which will attract Krishna, and then we will be successful in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.